1260 The Pledge, WPNW Zealand. Good afternoon. I'm Jason Craner here with Josh Elledge from Savings Angel. Merry Christmas, Josh.
Hey.
My favorite part of Christmas, the cookies in the break room.
Yes, absolutely. It has been Christmas cookie week in the Elledge household as well. Matter of fact, we just the whole kitchen counters, like every counter space is covered with cookies. Yeah. My wife has a Christmas party she's going to, I believe it's tonight, and they're going to exchange cookies. So, yeah, so with that, our crack team of researchers and I put together a list of four things. If you want to save money when it comes to Christmas cookies, these are some principles you want to stick with.
Okay.
All right. Number one is select your recipes in advance. And this comes from just making a list and purchase everything you need in one trip. If you use Savings Angel, that's going to be very, very helpful, Jason, because as you know, some deals you can get, you can get a fantastic deal maybe at Walmart on a particular product, but Meijer or Family Fair may have, that same product at half the price, and especially if you can print out a coupon before you go. I mean, it makes the difference between spending $9 on a cookie batch versus $3. And again, it's all those little $6 things that add up. And so this time of year, please do not lose your mind just because it's Christmas. People get themselves in trouble when they just kind of forget about their financial responsibilities.
Yeah.
All right. So number two, number one is, use some methodology to buying your ingredients and buy them all at this time of year, because this is the time of year you can get really, really good deals on cookie ingredients. Number two, skip the cutout cookies, or you just use the little thing and press them out. They're very time consuming. They're actually not they're terrible, generally not a very good financial deal. So with the decorated cutout cookies, you're better just buying the ones that are already cut out. So I would say skip those generally,
okay. Unless
you really find a great deal. Number three, make bar cookies. Bar cookies actually, from a cost standpoint, you get more bang for the buck. And you can load them up with chocolate chips, nut, coconut, anything you want. A small batch can make a lot of bars.
Sure.
And then finally, number four, find a dough recipe that could be altered to make more than one kind of cookie. And so if you're trying to save time, find a basic cookie recipe. And then of that, like if you don't want to show up with the same cookie, you want to kind of break it up in different varieties, just start with the basic recipe. And then from there, add in some different different ingredients. I think a basic sugar cookie, you can go a million different directions
once
you get there. Yeah, cool. And the internet is a fabulous resource for that.
Sure. Great. Good tips on cookie making. And if you have any extra cookies, tip number five is to just bring them here to the radio station. All right, let's talk about the big three deals of the week. What's deal number one?
Deal number one is Progresso soup for 62 cents
a
can. Yeah, normally $2.19. There's a 99-cent, I believe it's either a store coupon or it's just in the ad for Walgreens. Regardless, Jason, I would recommend you just bring that into Walmart and have them price match that. They're going to have a big variety and a lot of selection, and they're not going to run out. And before you do that, go to savingsangel.com/coupons, and you can print off a $1.10 on three printable coupon. Print out two of those, bring them in to Walmart, and you're going to walk out with six cans of Progresso soup at 62 cents a piece. $3.60, 60 some cents, you got six cans of Progresso soup. That's a great deal.
Good deal. Very good deal. Deal number two.
Del Monte canned vegetables for 25 cents a can.
Ooh.
Here's how to do it.
Load up.
99 cents is normal price. Again, this is Del Monte, so it's, I'm kind of picky about canned vegetables. But 50 cents is the sale price at Target, which is a pretty good deal. And if you go to solutions.delmonte.com, you can print off a $1.04 coupon. That means your final price is going to be 24 cents a piece. It's a great deal to stock up with.
Whether you like canned vegetables or not, my wife doesn't. She won't eat them. We do the frozen at our house. But whether you like them or not, go get this, because you know who does want canned vegetables?
Absolutely.
Missions and soup kitchens will certainly take those off of your hand at a very low price. You can afford to really be very giving this time of year.
Yeah, they love them because they last forever and they don't have to keep them frozen.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and you know there's going to be, you know, if you haven't been, you know, asked to fill up a bag lately, it's right around the corner.
Yeah, right after the holidays is a big time for soup kitchens because the shelves will be bare after the new year. So this is a good way to replenish it. Okay, deal number three.
Deal number three is Kraft shredded cheese for 99 cents. This is such a great deal. And as you probably know, cheese freezes. You could just keep it in the freezer, and it lasts pretty much forever. And normally $2.29, on sale for $1.49 at Meijer. And if you go to kraftfoods.com, you might have to look around a little bit, special offers, click coupons. You're going to find a $1 on 2 printable coupon. We've got the direct link all up on Savings Angel, but that means your final price is going to be 99 cents for a package of Kraft shredded cheese. That's a fantastic deal.
Absolutely. Great deals this week. Folks can get more information about Savings Angel by going to our website, 1260thepledge.com. Look for the link. It's over on the left-hand side and down just a little bit. Find that link and get hooked up with Josh to find out more about Savings Angel. Thanks so much, Josh.
Thanks, Jason.